the skin or the rind.
Now, if meat had been kept too long, you'd say the, and started smelling bad, you'd say the meat had...
spoiled.
And, now, you were talking about head cheese and sounds the same thing you mentioned?
Yes, Mm-hmm.
Do you know of anything that would be made with taking the liver that they from the hog and grinding it up?
They'd make a liver cheese. We never did. I was the first person in Des Arc that had a freezer.
Really?
And I had a freezer before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I married in 39 and World War II was in 41.
Oh.
So there were very few years that I haven't had a freezer. And I had
amazing that long ago. Well, did you ever hear of anybody, I'm sure not your family, but anybody else, who made anything out of the blood of the hog?
We didn't use that at all.
Did you ever
hear? I didn't dare.
You didn't dare?
They didn't dare bring that in my house.
Did you ever hear of anybody taking the juice from the souse meat or something and then stirring it up with cornmeal? And then they'd let it get hard and then slice it and fry it?
No, we didn't do that. I'll tell you a story. This one's awful, but it is a true story. One time, well, I'd had some hogs, and they say, I have the pictures in there in my slide. And he had some hogs, and we were, the market dropped, and they were corn-fed hogs, and he just call a crew of men to see which one of the men wanted to buy the hogs at the market price. And I believe it was 11 shoats that we killed. And
what is a shoat?
A shoat is not a full-grown hog. It's the right size to eat. It's the right size to dress and eat, and the meat is tender and good, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And we had these hogs. And I think there were 11 hogs that we had at this hog killing, and Willard liked to get in on it. And we went up to the barn to dress the hogs, and you had to scald them and scrape the hair and hang them and then dress them. They'd hang them by the hang legs, and they would cut down the middle of the hog. And this friend of mine, and I went up there to watch them kill the hog. She was buying a hog, and
mm-hmm.
of course I had the hog meat to mm-hmm. work up when they got through with it. They didn't do that at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up and we had this man that worked for us. When he would start off dressing, he would start at the, on the stomach of the hind legs and with his sharp knife. And most of the hogs were male hogs, and he would cut down to the penis. Then he would take a string and tie off in two different places. Then he would remove the penis and then cut on down in the hog and dress it. But he would hang the penis on the wall on a nail. And there was 11 of them hanging on the wall. Well, I asked my friend, this other lady, what in the world. She said, I don't know. She said, I've seen them do it, but I don't know what to do it for. So we came home, and I asked Willard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know why they did it. I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And I said, well, find out, because I want to know. So he went down and asked John what they were doing. He said he took it home and boiled them and rendered it out, and then the juice or the